Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Find your tag, find your savings with 20% off MSRP on 2017 Impalas, Sonics, Sparks, and the SS. Schedule a test drive and get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
Close your eyes and give thanks for the many things the universe has given you. The many discounts. Safe driver, multi-car, paperless. You are a richer person for these things. No, seriously, you're richer. Check your wallet.
You're getting deeper and deeper into saving money with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
The voice of the fan for over 25 years. We couldn't have done it without you, the Score listener. Thank you for 25 great years. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Abaticola. The Wolves host Cleveland tonight at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. NFL free agency period, it opened up 2 hours ago, and a lot has happened today. Can't get to everything during the update, so go to 670thescore.com. It's the lead story on our website. You can track everything that's happened so far today, not just with the Bears, but everything within the NFL. We do know the Bears have released Jay Cutler, and many reports have the Jets in contact with Jay since that happened. The Bears have also agreed to terms with Houston safety Quinton Demps on a 3-year, $13.5 million deal. Ian Rappaport is reporting a 3-year deal averaging $14.5 million per for Mike Glennon with the Bears, with $19 million guaranteed. Again, those are just reports. Nothing official out of Hallis Hall yet. Alshon Jeffrey is signing with the Eagles at 1 year and $14 million. Mike Garofalo of NFL Network saying the Bears are close to signing tight end Deion Sims. The Texans that will send Brock Osweiler, that's right, quarterback Brock Osweiler to Cleveland, a 2017 fourth-round pick and a 2018 second-round pick. Cleveland will absorb the QB's contract. Houston also gets a fourth-round pick back from Cleveland. They will save $16 million. And there are lots of reports saying the Browns possibly will just release Osweiler as they're not interested in having him on their roster. Several teams have already contacted the Browns, according to the Browns. Other reports have the Cowboys now likely to trade Tony Romo instead of just releasing the veteran QB. He is leaving town, just don't know how it's going to end. Stephon Gilmore has a place, as a deal in place with the Patriots, probably a place already too. Nick Perry and the Packers will stay together on 5 years and $60 million. Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil is signing with Carolina at 5 years and $55.5 million. Green Bay loses Micah Hyde. He signs with Buffalo at 5 years, $30 million. The Lions beef up their defensive line. They get Akeem Spence from Tampa at 3 years, $10.5 million, and also sign former Bear Cornelius Washington at 2 years and $6 million. On the spring training, the Cubs trail Seattle 8-5 in the ninth. Anthony Rizzo 2-for-3 in that game with a home run. Taylor Davis also with two hits, two RBIs. Also today from the Cubs, they reach agreement with 25 pre-arbitration players, including Kyle Hendricks, Kyle Schwarber, and Chris Bryant. Bryant getting $1.05 million for 2017, which is a pre-arbitration record in baseball. The White Sox beat Arizona 4-2. Matt Davidson 3-for-3 with three RBIs. Lucas Giolito went four innings, gave up three hits, one earned run, and one strikeout. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Anaheim tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net. Nicholas Jarmelson and Johnny Oduya will play, and they're paired together. Puck drops at 7:30. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Houston in town tomorrow. Fred Hoiberg said Joffrey Laverne will remain in the rotation for now. And elsewhere this evening in the NBA, Cleveland plays in Detroit. The Clippers visit Memphis, and the Thunder host the Spurs. College hoops. Illinois lost to Michigan 75-55 in the opening round of the Big Ten tourney. They finished their season at 18-15. PGA, it's the Valspar Championship. Jim Herman leads at 9-under. He shot a 62 today. Russell Henley and Henrik Stenson are two off the lead at 7-under. The security leader for over 140 years, trust ADT to protect your home, family, and all you care about. When you have ADT security, it's more than a sign in your yard. It's a line in your sand. Visit ADT.com. This scoreboard update brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head for higher ground. Head for Twin Peaks. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This hour is brought to you by Windy City Bulls. Get tickets at windycitybulls.com.
What time is it?
It's 5 o'clock.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Jay Cutler has been released, and they have agreed to a deal with Quinton Demps, and they are still said to be ready to sign Mike Glennon. Greg Gabriel.
It seems like the Bears are striking out on some of their primary targets.
Yep.
If I'm in their shoes, I'm not thinking picking at three. I need football players. I'm thinking trading down and getting some more picks. It's going to be a strong second round. Give you as many of those guys as I can get, as well as maybe a first a little bit later in the first round, and go from there and get some quality young football players.
If you were interviewing Ryan Pace, what would be the first question you would ask him about what he's doing?
What is your plan?
Hub Arkish.
I'm really puzzled by Alshon Jeffrey going to Philadelphia on a one-year, $14 million deal. It makes no sense to me. This was his shot. This is what he waited for, this big crack at free agency. So I don't understand that deal at all. That one's a real puzzle to me.
Mike Glennon.
I'm ambivalent, Jason. To me, it's change for change sake. From the people who like him, the top I'm hearing is Eli Manning. He's got good stature in the pocket. He does have a big, strong arm. You're going to like seeing him unleash that arm, and he's got a pretty good delivery, too.
The show goes on! Bernstein and Golf, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We've had plenty of stuff to chew on today, and we now have some goings on at Hallis Hall. When such things occur, we talk to Zach Zaidman, who's on Twitter, at Zach Zaidman, and he's on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. Be the MVP of your family and grab a Home Run In Pizza tonight. So what's it like, Zach?
Rebuilding is painful, isn't it?
Well, hearing people talk about it is painful, too.
Yeah, I mean, but all of it, the losing, having to hear people talk about it, I think this is, unfortunately, what you have to go through. And I go back to some of the things that Ryan Pace has consistently talked about since his introductory press conference. And he always says that, you know, you acquire players in free agency that allow you to draft the best players available in said draft. And I think when you look at the players that the Bears are bringing in, you know, especially at the quarterback position with Mike Glennon, this is not what is considered to be a strong quarterback draft. So by bringing in Glennon, what it allows you to do is not worry about having to take a quarterback with the number 3 overall pick. It is a draft that coincidentally fits many of the Bears' needs, especially on the defensive side of the ball, where the Bears need playmakers. And you can get a couple of really good defensive players in both the first and second rounds if you correctly identify guys in the draft. That's how you sustain success in any sport, but specifically in the NFL, you have to correctly identify guys in the draft and do an even better job than the Bears did a year ago when they had a pretty good draft and got players that I think can help them going forward. But you need the playmakers. And Dan, when I look at the numbers, I mean, you can't lose sight of the fact that they averaged just a tick more than 17 points per game last season. Only three teams in the league averaged fewer points. And this, despite the fact that the Bears were 15th in the NFL in total offensive yards, meaning they were in great position to put the ball in the end zone and couldn't do it for a variety of different reasons. So one is the quarterback position, and then they need better skill position players, and that's something that they're going to have to really invest in the draft. On the flip side, you know, they were tied with the Jets for last in turnover differential at minus 20. So they weren't taking the ball away. They had 11 takeaways, which tied an NFL record for fewest takeaways during a season. And that's something that has to change, and you have to get those playmakers via the draft. I think the thing that's surprising, at least looking at it at this stage of the game, the Bears have a lot of money to spend. And last week we heard John Fox and Ryan Pace both talk about the currency that they had to play with. And yet the biggest names in free agency did not come here. They went elsewhere. And I don't think it's because the Bears weren't willing to spend the money. I think it's more of those players saying, this team isn't ready to help us win right now, so we're going elsewhere.
All right, so let's talk about some of those playmakers that are still out there free agency-wise on not just the secondary, but at the wide receiver position. Who do you think some of those targets will be?
I think the biggest wide receivers are going to come through the draft because it is a strong receiver draft, Jason. I think the thing that you look at is the biggest names, they're off the board. You know, and we've seen this in the past. When the Bears were aggressive early on and they had pretty good teams and they needed a big-time free agent, they got that free agent. You almost always get that person immediately at the start of free agency. Remember when they went to Julius Peppers down in North Carolina and they signed him immediately? There wasn't any weight on a player like that. So the best players in free agency are no longer available. You know, now you're looking at that second tier. But the key going forward is going to be the correct identification in regards to the draft. Now, what do they need? They need a lot of help in the secondary. They probably need two new corners, and they need two new safeties. They got one today. There's an opportunity to get some good ones in the draft this year as well. I think the other thing that you look at is up front, you know, you have Eddie Goldman, who's a good player when healthy, but that's a big if, when. And then the other thing that they need is to just have a rotation where you can put a guy in there and continue to have the kind of impact when a guy needs a breather and you use your secondary level players at the defensive line position. They need Jonathan Bullard to step up. I think they're going to draft a defensive lineman as well. Akeem Hicks to continue to play at the level he's playing. I think they like their linebacker core if they can keep those guys healthy.
Is Trevathan going to be ready?
We don't know at this point, but, you know, based on history, other guys that have had that injury likely will not be ready at the start of the year, but they liked what they saw out of Nick Kwiatkowski during the season last year where he did get playing time and got the experience that you need. Jarrell Freeman obviously is back, and he knows what he's doing. Leonard Floyd has an entire offseason where he can work on just being in the right shape physically, work on his fundamentals so he's looking up instead of keeping his head down, which got him into some injury problems a year ago. I think Pernell McPhee is more of a situational guy at this stage of his career, but his value is more behind the scenes in terms of his locker room leadership. And I think that's one of the things that you'll hear eventually when they introduce Mike Glennon, guys, is that, you know, that is something that they wanted to change, the culture of the quarterback room. I think, and you saw it at times with Matt Barkley and Brian Hoyer, and just the way their mannerisms, you know, and I'm not big on body language, but just being on the sidelines, you see the interaction.
But the culture of the – but if really this is about the culture of the quarterback room, I mean
– something that you will hear. Ultimately, it's about production, Dan, and the bottom line is the Bears have one playoff win since they last appeared in a Super Bowl. That's what's right. That's what has to change. So – the Bears are saying to themselves, you know what, we'll give this guy $19 million guaranteed. I think that the sticker price is more shocking than than actually signing Glennon. You know, I heard Hub in the little montage that you had coming into the segment say that, you know, some people believe this guy can beat Eli Manning. You take that in a heartbeat if this guy can be anything close to Eli Manning. By that, I mean a guy who's poised under pressure. So when the game's on the line and you need your quarterback to make a big play, if he can be anything like Eli Manning, I think that's an upgrade at the position. That's something that you need when you're in the red zone, when you're in crunch time and, you know, you have to make a play and you can't really account for what the defense is doing because you know they're coming after you when you're behind in a game. You want a quarterback who doesn't get rattled in the situations. But I think ultimately the quarterback of the future clearly isn't on the roster, but this guy is a bridge guy who's still young, so if he develops, maybe he's a guy that could be that guy. If not, at least you have him as a capable bridge guy who was patient, even though he lost his job, and he didn't do anything wrong to lose his job in Tampa Bay. It just so happened that the Buccaneers had the number one overall pick and decided to take Jameis Winston. And prior to that, Lovie Smith came in after Glennon was the starter and then decides that Josh McCown is his guy at quarterback without a real competition there. But, you know, Glennon didn't say anything publicly, was a good soldier throughout that, and I think, you know, that makes an impression around people in the league.
Well, what I've been asking everybody, I will ask you. We've gone through all of these individual transactions and sort of looked at context here about how this is all supposed to work. Hub Arkush believes that one thing that he's learned is that this is Ryan Pace's team more than ever. Do you believe that? And do you believe there's a concern that if you say bridge guy, that John Fox may understand it to mean something that Ryan Pace doesn't?
I think they're on the same page in regards to this. I don't think, for example, if you look at the quarterback class this year, and it doesn't matter who you think's the best guy, but you talk to most experts around the league, they will tell you that none of these guys is ready to begin play as a starter in 2017. So even if you decided to take a quarterback at number three, which I don't think is going to happen, but if you did, I don't think that guy would be ready to start. It would be a similar situation to what you saw with Jared Goff. He was kind of thrown in there, probably was not ready, and you don't want to stunt a guy's growth when you do that. You know, it was a different situation with Carson Wentz because he was coming out of a pro-style offense, so the concepts weren't foreign to him as they would be to these players that are likely going to get drafted high at the quarterback position this year. So I think the vision is this, even though they haven't said it yet, and I think they will eventually when they start having their press conferences and start signing a few people here. But I think the vision, just based on understanding the way things happen at Halas Hall, they're trying to create a team that runs the ball, controls the clock, is defensively oriented, which means you have to go out and get the playmakers. You can do that in this draft if you correctly identify guys. Mm-hmm. And I think they want a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over, someone that you can trust to be poised under pressure. Is Glennon that guy? They believe so. He can't be the way I look at it. Brian Hoyer was composed under pressure last year, but he didn't throw touchdowns. So the question becomes, when you get in those situations this year, can Mike Glennon finish the job that Brian Hoyer couldn't? When you're in the red zone, will he be able to quickly identify the targets that are out there to be able to score? If he does that, then I think that's an upgrade over the quarterback position of a year ago. I think that's kind of what they're looking for. In the meantime, you allow a young quarterback to learn. You don't rush him into the job. And this goes back to the good soldier thing that I was talking about when Glennon was the backup and didn't complain. He's been on the other end of it. So I think it'll help to have someone, you know, and people talk about him the way they talk about Josh McCown, the way they talk about Hoyer, which I think is important. Because
they're all bad.
From this standpoint, because he's not the future at the quarterback position, but you want to make sure that the guy who is eventually going to take over is a guy who's working with someone in that room who isn't jealous of him, who is communicating with him, who is helping him ascend to the NFL level. So that, I think, is important going forward. And we've seen plenty of examples in the NFL of that. The bottom line is...
So an uncompetitive bum.
Yeah, it's also backwards. It's so self-defeating if that's the guy. Well, we're going to bring this guy in, and he won't mind if the other guy's better. I mean, just... Why? It's completely backwards if that's the case.
But that's the NFL. I mean, it's not like you have...
It's not the rest of the NFL. It's just what we see.
Well, the problem is until you correct... This goes back to something that I've talked about as well, guys. Oh, that, man. You know, Brian Pace talked about how every single year you'd like to draft a quarterback. Well, he hasn't done it, and now you put yourself in this position where you're able to say goodbye to Cutler because the guaranteed money is off the books, but you don't have a young quarterback that's ready to go. So that's kind of the position that they're in. And it wasn't just Pace. I mean, Phil Emery fell into the trap. You know, they could have done this a couple of years ago when Josh McCown had that good season under Mark Trestman when the Bears were number two in the NFL in scoring, and they had all these offensive weapons like Marshall and Bennett and Forte, and they averaged nearly 30 points a game. You know, you could have decided at that point to say goodbye to Cutler.
Right.
Kept McCown as your bridge guy, drafted a young quarterback, and by this stage of the game, the guy would have likely been ready to go if you correctly identified that signal caller. But I think it's the toughest thing to do in the NFL. These evaluators, they don't even know exactly what it takes to find a quarterback. You look at some of the best in the league right now, they all dropped. A lot of evaluators missed out on Tom Brady, obviously.
Well, that's
Aaron
an
Rodgers
extreme
fell to number
example.
24. No, but I'll give you others. Aaron Rodgers fell to 24. You know, Drew Brees was a second-round pick, and then New Orleans got lucky that the Miami doctors didn't pass him on the physical with the shoulder. So, I mean, you look around the league, that's unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, that's how they tell you that they know what it takes, and you hear people say, oh, the guy can make all the throws, he's got a strong arm. It's not about that. It's about being able to quickly solve the puzzle once the ball is snapped. And I don't know if there's a true way to test that other than watching a guy perform in real games live. And the problem is that with the spread offenses that you see at the college level, it's really difficult to anticipate if a guy's going to have the ability to quickly pick up what you need to do at the NFL level to be successful.
Yeah, I mean, you have a lot of those examples that you brought up, but I can give you the entire AFC East outside of the Patriots for the last 12 years that have been trying to figure out the quarterback position with every single kind of guy that hasn't done it.
Right, and that's the problem that the Bears are in, because you're in a division very similar to the AFC East where you have a true, legit, elite-level quarterback. And every single year, what you see in the AFC East, and the Jets are a great example of this, so are the Bills. They fire coaches, they bring in new coordinators, they make these big free agent splashes. That's not the way you go about beating the Patriots. The way you go about beating the Patriots is stockpiling draft picks and making correct identifications when it's your time on the clock. And unfortunately, those teams have tried to take shortcuts. I think the Bears have too. You know, when Phil Emery came in, he tried to take shortcuts. There are two ways that I've seen that you can go about beating Aaron Rodgers. You can do it the Atlanta Falcon way, where you have an explosive offense and they just obliterated the Packers in the playoffs. The Bears tried to do that when Emery came aboard as general manager by stockpiling all these high-priced free agents like Marshall, and they traded for him. They brought in Martellus Bennett. They added him to the mix with Forte. They drafted Alshon Jeffrey. And unfortunately, they had these crazy personalities with a head coach who wasn't strong enough to be able to be in control, and the whole thing backfired on them. And defensively, they just didn't do a good job of identifying the proper players to run the system that they were trying to run.
Zach, do you think John Fox is a head coach with a strong personality that can control those kind of players? Because from what I've seen, it seems as if he wants to rid the locker room of any kind of
mess. Yeah, he doesn't think he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this situation's different, because I think that John Fox doesn't want to tolerate anyone that could be given the label of being difficult. But they have changed the culture in the locker room. And the next thing, though, is you need to have talent, because the bottom line is you have to be able to take the ball away. They didn't do that last year. You have to be able to score. They couldn't do that last year. That's why they were minus 20 in turnover differential. To me, that's the most important stat that you need in order to have success in the league.
But can he still deal with the talented headaches? Because you're going to have them on every single team.
Yes. Within reason, but you better be extremely talented. I think what he felt was that some of the guys that were on the team were good players, but not worth the headache that they caused given their talent. You know, if you have a special player that might cause you some problems, I think you can deal with it a little bit easier than someone who might not be special. A guy might be good, but also some of the players that they did get rid of were older guys. The Alshon Jeffrey thing's a little different. I don't think Alshon Jeffrey was a headache. I don't think the Bears wanted to lose him. I think the Bears properly gauged the market The problem was that Jeffrey didn't, and mm-hmm. it's clear that he wanted a long-term deal for more money than anyone in the NFL was willing to give him. And Philadelphia gave him as close to a franchise tag type of deal as you can get with the $14 million over the one season. And now he's betting on himself that he'll be able to have a good year with a good quarterback, good offensive system in Philadelphia. I think he panicked. I would have waited mm-hmm. until something could have materialized, but he decided to go to Philly, and what that tells me is that he didn't want to be in Chicago.
All right, before we let you go, because we've got a break here coming up, you covered the entirety of Jay Cutler's career, and the perception was a little bit different than the reality for a lot of Bears fans. How would you summarize his 8 years as Bears quarterback?
Disappointing. I mean, when they made the trade for him, they gave up two first-round picks, a starting NFL quarterback at the time, and a third-rounder. They felt at the time that he was going to be the missing piece to the puzzle. And he wasn't, because they didn't properly identify who he was as a quarterback. He's not a quarterback that you win simply because of, like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. He's a quarterback that you can win with if you surround him with the proper weapons. And when they started to, you saw the Bears make their only playoff appearance. You know, once they got Julius Peppers in the fold a year after they brought in Cutler, they dramatically improved their defense, and they had good teams. You know, they made the NFC Championship game. Cutler got injured. The next year, I thought, was perhaps Cutler's best year as a Bear, in 2011, when they were 7-3 and they were cooking. He finally was on the
stage. And then he hurt his thumb, right?
That was right, exactly. And I think and then after that, you know, the Bears got with the Caleb Haney mess and the fact that they couldn't find a proper backup and they failed to make the playoffs, they finished the year 8-8. Once Jerry Angelo got fired, you know, they brought in Phil Emery, and he changed the entire complexion of the team. And you had a chance to say goodbye after the 2013 season when you saw Josh McCown doing things. You know, sometimes a quarterback and a head coach, they just click. And I'm not saying that McCown would have been a long-term answer, but he would have been the perfect bridge guy because he got the offense. The offense was cooking with him as the quarterback.
Kind of. I mean, they weren't scoring a lot of points. They were putting up a lot of yards.
They were averaging – in 2013, the
Bears I'm not re-debating the Josh McCown thing.
But that was the first opportunity where they could have gone in a different direction, and it wouldn't have cost them anything. But Phil Emery decided to lock Jay up at that point, and that got us to the position we're in today. And you can't take shortcuts. To rebuild, you have to hit right in the draft multiple years in a row. And until that happens, you're going to kind of be mired in this mess that they've been in the last few years.
Zach, do you have any nuggets or tidbits from today?
No, I think the next thing is going to be, what kind of defensive players do they add to that secondary and up on their defensive line going forward, heading into the draft? Because now you'll begin to understand what direction they'll go in the draft based on what they do in free agency. And I think the signing of Glennon means that don't expect the Bears to take a quarterback with the third overall pick.
Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. That is Zach Zaidman.
And we thank you for listening to 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, and also checking out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com, brought to you by American Needle. Follow them on Instagram at American Needle.
When we come back, we're not going to do It's On because we have so many people who want to talk Bears. Is that cool? Bears. We will talk about the Bears because the Bears are doing things and they're making everybody mad. You have The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
People do not want to hear and see the upside and the optimism in regards to Mike Glennon. These are Bears fans who have been burned.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Years, and you made that switch to Xfinity. I want to talk to you out there. if you have DirecTV, I know there was a phone service that offered this really great opportunity for you. At least it sounded great in the commercials, or maybe even looked great in print, where you bundle all their services together and then you get phone services and you get TV services. Well, you know what? It really isn't that great of a deal. And on top of it, the quality of the services aren't nearly as good as Xfinity. Here's what I love about Xfinity, and this is what you don't get by having the dish and that really lower quality phone service. Xfinity Stream app. Been talking to you about the Xfinity TV app. Well, it's now called the Xfinity Stream app. It can take any of your devices and basically turn into a TV screen right there. You can stream live TV. You can access thousands of on-demand shows and movies. You can even access your DVR. So basically, any device you have, your laptop, your smartphone, a tablet, no matter where you take it, you're at home, you take it on the road, on the train going back and forth from work, on vacation, to dinner for the kids to use, whatever it might be, it takes any device you have and turns it into a TV screen for you. It's the Xfinity Stream app. How about super fast internet? A lot more reliable than that other company. Always reliable, always fast, regardless of the time of day, the number of devices being used in your house, even what part of the house you're in. You guys know I love the Xfinity On Demand. And the best part about Xfinity Internet is being able to connect to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots around the nation. So again, you're out at a restaurant or you're out on a family road trip, whatever it might be, you're on vacation, you can access Xfinity's Wi-Fi spots all over the country, and it helps you save data on your phone. So here's what you do. Don't settle for AT&T and DirecTV. Just don't do that. I mean, it's a waste. Get rid of the dish. Get started with Xfinity. From only $79.99 per month for 24 months, you enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in Eco Bill and Auto Pay. So it makes it very simple. There's no paper and there's no forgetting or having to remember your bill. It's paid automatically. Plus, you act today and you get $150 back. Make the switch to Xfinity. Call them at 1-800-XFINITY or visit Xfinity.com and switch to the best TV and internet only from Xfinity.
Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
You passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand. CBS Sunday. This season of Elementary has everybody talking.
I fascinate. This cannot be helped.
Critics call it impressive.
No murder should go unsolved.
Magnetic and fascinating.
He's out with some friends.
Since when does he have friends?
Inventive.
Is anything you're doing legal?
Define legal.
Never underestimate Sherlock Holmes.
Are you trying to clear his name?
If by you, you mean we, then yeah.
Elementary. CBS Sunday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Shop, click, drive at AppleChevy.com. Find your tag, find your savings with 20% off MSRP on 2017 Impalas, Sonics, Sparks, and the SS. Schedule a test drive and get details at AppleChevy.com. Find new roads.
Hiring is a great sign that your business is doing well. And because you're succeeding, it's natural to work with others at the top of their game. As the world's number one job site, Indeed.com has more than 200 million visitors a month and delivers more hires than Monster, Craigslist, and LinkedIn combined. And we can deliver for you. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with a Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely.
The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is.
CBS Tuesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Libra, open your heart to things that might not be too pretty. Scorpio, your need for a soulful connection is in full swing this week. Sagittarius, embrace the challenge of working out some of the kinks in your life. Capricorn, you may be a workaholic, but remember to take a breather every now and then. Aquarius, taking a moment to focus on your health is a good move for you this week. And Pisces, you might be the one that can inspire your whole office this week. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Matt Batacola. The Wolves host Cleveland tonight at 7 for Craft Beer Night at Allstate Arena. Tickets are only $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. NFL free agency period opened up at 3 o'clock, so just over 2.5 hours ago. The Bears have released Jay Cutler. Many reports have the Jets with a very high interest in the quarterback. The Bears also agreed to terms with Houston safety Quinton Demps on a 3-year, $13.5 million deal. Ian Rappaport reporting a 3-year deal, averaging $14.5 million per for Mike Lennon with the Bears, with $19 million guaranteed. Again, nothing official out of Halas Hall yet. Alshon Jeffrey is signing with the Eagles on a 1-year, $14 million deal. Mike Garofalo of the NFL Network says the Bears are close to signing tight end Deion Sims. Again, nothing out of Halas Hall. The Texans will send Brock Osweiler to Cleveland, a 2017 fourth-round pick and a 2018 second-round pick. Cleveland will absorb the QB's contract. Houston also gets a fourth-round pick this year and will save $16 million. Reports are that Bill O'Brien desperately wants Tony Romo. Also, hearing reports that the Browns just may release Osweiler as they're not interested in having him on their roster. Several teams have already contacted the Browns about Osweiler, according to the Browns. Other reports have the Cowboys now likely to trade Tony Romo instead of releasing him. Stephon Gilmore has a deal in place with the Patriots. Nick Perry and the Packers will stay together on a 5-year, $60 million deal. Vikings left tackle Matt Khalil will sign with Carolina at 5 years, $55.5 million. Green Bay loses Micah Hyde. He signs with Buffalo at 5 years, $30 million. The Lions beef up their defensive line. They get Akeem Spence from Tampa at 3 years, $10.5 million. And they also will sign former Bear Cornelius Washington at 2 years, $6 million. And this just in, Robbie Gould will sign on with the 49ers. Spring training, the Cubs lost to Seattle 8-6. Anthony Rizzo 2-for-3 with a home run. Taylor Davis also with 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Mike Montgomery went 2 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 earned run, and struck out 1. More importantly today, though, the Cubs reached agreement with 25 pre-arbitration players, including Kyle Hendricks, Kyle Schwarber, and Chris Bryant. Bryant getting $1.05 million for 2017. That's a pre-arbitration record in baseball. The White Sox beat Arizona 4-2. Matt Davidson went 3-for-3 with 3 RBIs. Lucas Giolito went 4 innings, gave up 3 hits, 1 earned run, and 1K. In hockey, the Blackhawks, they host Anaheim tonight. Corey Crawford starts in net Nicklas Hjalmarsson and Johnny Oduya will play. They're paired together. Puck drops at 7:30. NBA, the Bulls are off today with Houston in town tomorrow. Fred Hoiberg said earlier that Joffrey Laverne will remain in the rotation for now. Elsewhere this evening, Cleveland plays in Detroit. The Clippers visit Memphis, and the Thunder host the Spurs. College hoops today, Illinois right here on the score lost to Michigan 75-55 in the opening round of the Big Ten tourney. They finished their season 18-15. PGA play, the Valspar Championship. Jim Herman leads at 9-under. He shot a 62. Russell Henley and Henrik Stenson are two off the lead at 7-under with 64s. And also this just in two, no Tiger Woods at Bay Hill. There is no timetable for his return to golf. Kick off the second round of March college basketball games with the Score and Miller Lite on Saturday, March 18th at Jewel Osco, located at 170 North Des Plaines in Chicago. The Score's Spiegel and Parkins will be discussing college hoops from 10 to 1, then Grody and Rosenblum from 1 to 3. You can win great prizes in our Miller Oki contest by chanting your team's fight song. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. I'm Matt Abatacola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. This is Chicago's number one sports radio station, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This scoreboard update was sponsored by the College Illinois 529 prepaid tuition program.
She just found out how high to
talk from some of the biggest names in sports.
Jim Rome,
Tiki,
Doug Gottlieb, Joe Rosano,
on the Mojo Show.
Around the clock, national sports coverage.
Let's get to some news here.
Some serious issues that we want to get to.
Analysis, debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
What is the biggest story going into camp?
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
Organizing in the background, this is a classic right here. You put this on around me, there is no pain, only joy. Shout out to Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
See, if I had a little cup of something right here, this is what they used to do back in the 90s, just go back and forth with it. Like, this was the dance. There was nothing else you had to
do. I could do that.
It's right here, right?
Let's go back to the 90s then.
I'm down. Kidding me? I had more hair. I was skinnier. Less money, though.
Nate in Racine, Wisconsin is on the score. What's happening, Nate?
Hey, guys. Great show. Hey,
thank you.
I called to talk about the Mike Glennon signing, but I just want to preface my comments by saying that these calls today, they've been radio gold, so I'm sure you get a little bit frustrated when you keep doing it because it's very entertaining. I love it.
Yeah.
But
beats real work, you know?
Right. Regarding the Glennon signing, I think it was a good signing for the Bears because I think they know, you know, they're not going to win the Super Bowl next year, but they marginally have to get better. I'm sure Pace and Fox feel like that for their own job security. And I do think that it's an upgrade. And I do think that even in the limited sample size, the fact that Glennon went 30 touchdowns against 15 picks is really good because he was playing on a team with a bad offensive line. And, you know, what they say about him is he likes to climb the pocket, but he's got that lack of mobility and he doesn't really escape the pocket or anything like that. Well, if the Bears have a solid interior of their O-line that can prevent that pocket from collapsing, it seems like he's a good fit. And they're really not paying him that much when you look at what he's making and what they gave him guaranteed relative to all other quarterbacks. So I don't think they're paying him that much. I think they pretty much signed him so it can be a one-year thing if they want it to be. I guess depending on how they spread out the guaranteed money, I don't have the details on that. But I just think it's a good signing because I do think he'll be an upgrade and probably less injury-prone than Cutler, too, who, let's face it, has been missed at least four games almost every year over the past 5 years. So.
Whether I agree with you or not, Nate, I would like to thank you for a well-considered, informed, and lucid call to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
Thanks.
There it is. First one of the day.
We can quibble about some of the points there, but that is
a good call.
Knowing what you want to say,
saying it,
having read up on it, having some facts, having some information, and putting something together in a way that it makes sense.
Now cut it out. Go to
now. We'll go to Bob. Rockford. And here's Alan on the score. Hi, Alan.
Hi, guys. This is not going to be that type of call.
Okay.
My question is how much attention do the people that are making the draft decisions pay towards next year's potential draft?
Oh, a lot.
Do they?
Sure.
So if there's a very good class of tight ends next year, they might not pick up a tight end this year and wait for next year? So
it's possible. You know, I mean, that's part of their job, is to know where everything fits in context. Sure.
Yeah, all right. I told you it wasn't
going to
be a good call. But...
no,
I didn't say it wasn't.
But it wasn't, Alan.
I didn't say it wasn't. Jason said that.
Alan understands. He's an aware young man.
All right, this is Bob in Naperville. Now we're cooking.
No chance.
Bob's on the score.
No chance.
Hello?
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
How you guys doing?
Fine.
I have a question for you. And,
yes.
You know, it seems like this whole thing with the quarterback, you know, we have to have a bridge. You know, and I've been a Bears fan. I'm 53. I've been a Bears fan probably since 68.
Who cares?
The last time we won the Super Bowl, we had just an average quarterback.
Look, you got to get out of 32 years ago.
No. And I'm saying the last time we got close.
You said one.
We had just an average offense. Oh,
no, it doesn't mean
you don't aspire.
It doesn't mean you want an average offense.
No. I'm saying
it's like, you know, the last time I met my wife, I actually had an STD. You know, come on, man.
No, what I'm saying is this year's draft seems to be high in defensive players.
Yes.
Why are we not looking at, okay, let's go.
They
ahead.
Are.
Everything's
they
open.
Are. Everything's they are. Open. Everything's wide open.
Okay, what I'm saying is go ahead and give away the third pick.
Give away the third pick?
No, drop. Just listen. Drop down. I mean, this kid from Clemson, he's probably going to be there 23, 24.
Mm-hmm.
So you give up the third and you get somebody who's got the 23, 24th pick.
You're just saying trade down. That's all you're saying, right?
Yeah, I'm saying trade down.
All right, Bob.
Okay, thank you. Don't reference the Bears last time when they won the Super Bowl.
Well, you're doing good. And then we took Bob from Naperville. It's the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Lending at Pearl Mortgage. David recently hired a loan originator who worked for the lender who boasts about having low closing costs. And now David has additional proof that his closing costs are over $1,000 less than those of his competitors. So David wants to make sure that you secure the best rate and the lowest closing cost by offering a closing cost challenge. Here it is. If David can't meet or beat the closing costs of any of the lenders who advertise on this station, he will make a donation to Gilda's Club Chicago. When securing a mortgage, you can work with lenders who talk and talk and talk and talk and talk some more about their low closing costs, or you can work with David, a lender who actually has low closing costs. Then think of the things you could do with an extra $1,000 when David's team originates your loan. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19186.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot 3 of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand. CBS Friday. Mac is back. The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he going to stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. I'm
dangerous. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand. CBS Thursdays.
I see the baby's head!
A new comedy is born on CBS. Yeah! It's Life in Pieces, and it's picture perfect.
Dad, why is your phone on a fishing pole?
It's my selfie stick.
Starring James Brolin, Colin Hanks, and Academy Award winner Diane Wiest in a comedy for the ages.
70 is the new 80.
You mean the new 60?
Whatever.
Life in Pieces, Thursdays, only CBS.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
CBS Monday, Kevin James is back.
And by the way, I'm on the Yelp now, so I will bring this place down.
Living the life.
I got the guys coming over at 11 for a little day drinking. Then we're all going to learn how to use crossbows.
And looking good.
We got charged $90 for 4 tubs of Muscle Milk protein powder.
Oh, that was me. I was watching Rocky III and I got all fired up.
Does comedy get any better than this?
I want to say no.
Are you ready to find out?
I also want to say yes.
Kevin Can Wait, CBS Monday.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
All right. We got a full
broat. Lawrence Holmes has the broat. He's at the helm of the full broat. And we have a pretty good idea what he's going to be talking about. Hello, Lawrence.
We are going to be talking tennis today.
Yeah, uh-huh. A little soccer. Did you guys see PSG Barcelona, that comeback?
Yeah, man.
That was crazy. I was going to bring it up today, but Burnsy was all primed and ready to talk about the Bears.
What?
Yeah. You could have. Look at him. He can't even.
Said something.
It's another. What are you doing?
He can't lift his head.
Hmm? Are you playing a game on your phone?
I got to get past
Lawrence.
This level.
Lawrence, I BS you not. This man, this entire show has had his head down.
What is that game?
It's this one damn level that's killing
me. I don't care about the level. I want to know what the game is.
I'm not overstating this. The entire show.
Is it a word game or something? Is this some sort of hockey game? What are you playing, you weirdo?
Like, if he was my fiance, I'd take the phone and I'd hide it.
And chuck it.
The kids would have done that for me, too. Like, they definitely would have done that, too.
The entire show. I don't know how he did it. I don't know what he thought he did today.
That's some mad skills with a Z.
But I think you're overrating your performance, kid.
While checking Twitter.
Because we've taken awful calls because of him.
Well, that's not my fault.
Of course it is.
Wait a second. I'm not screening calls.
No, but you understand. You know the vibe.
The more time you spend on the phone, the more awful calls you get.
True.
So you know.
So I see. So you're punishing me.
Lawrence
correct.
Lawrence doesn't get bad calls.
Here's the problem.
Lawrence puts out good content. And he gets good calls back.
This is one of these days where I... Where this
nice
is for people who use TweetDeck and Hootsuite and some
that's
of the
me.
Yeah, the problem is I get overwhelmed using regular Twitter without having a good way to sort of funnel information on a day like this. I glance up and it's like you have 175 unread tweets, and it's like I don't know how to
keep up with the river. Man.
I do, but even that's hard.
Yeah, it's really difficult.
It's one, tough it, life, it, don't you, Burnsy?
Well, no, but I'm trying to keep up with what's going on with every, you know.
You gotta make lists. I don't know how to make the list.
But you don't know how. This is what I need to do.
Or you can hit the like button on a lot of stuff and then go back and look at what you liked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't use likes.
You should. That's how everybody bookmark things.
Shut it down.
I should be better at it by this point, but I'm just not.
Well, we got through another show.
So, you know what? I think we actually sort of
got to a point where, and Lawrence, you'll find it out there too, that people are still hung up. The fact that Cutler is gone on the same day Glennon arrives, one really doesn't have anything to do with the other, where the Glennon acquisition needs to be viewed. Yes, it happens to be post-Cutler.
Yes.
But they haven't made the decision like, we like Glennon better than Jay Cutler, and he's going to take us there. It's,
and we it's, like short shorts.
It's a little more nuanced than that as far as what the draft piece is and how that fits in.
I really believe that a lot of people, and like we were saying before the segment started, the apotheosis of Mike Glennon me is incredible because he's not Jay.
Yep.
Like, different doesn't mean better.
Oh, sing it.
And the thing is that when you start looking at the numbers of what Jay has accomplished as a Bear, and then there I think that once we get to the time where he's got Brandon Marshall and he's got Martellus Bennett, then you can really judge him harshly. But other than that, look at what he did. 52-52, including the playoff games, they were 5-14 without him during his tenure. Yeah. 5-14 without Jay Cutler.
And somebody made the
good
point,
luck, bruh.
I think it might have been Mark Strotman from CSN Chicago made the point that Jay Cutler's last pass as a Bear was
a pick.
Intercepted.
Oh, yeah, because he got hurt on the play.
Yep, that's right. Well, I just thank you for using apotheosis.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was just so that put the little cherry on top of what was a Bears Monday Thursday that I'm sure will roll in tomorrow. There's going to be more. There's going to be more news. By the time we hit the air tomorrow, there's going to be more going on.
That Brock Osweiler deal
the NBA deal.
Delicious. Yes. Crazy. They NBA'd him. And Cleveland renounced him.
They amnestied him.
Awesome. They bought a pick.
All right. Thanks to Greg Gabriel and Hub Arkish. We thank Brian Gertz. We thank Nick Shepkowski. We thank Chris Tannehill.
They had a good plan. They mixed it up really well. They showed us a few new things. So, I mean, they knew what they were doing.
There's nothing that they showed us that we hadn't seen or practiced against.
That's awesome. All right, well, we're going to do this again tomorrow. There's going to be all kinds of stuff, and we'll have more opinions and more information, and it'll be fun, as will Lawrence Holmes coming up right damn now on The Score. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The horn goes off, track shoes out of the building.
Shop, click, drive at applechevy.com. Visit Apple Chevy and get both 0% financing and $5,750 cash back on select 2017 Traverses. Get details at applechevy.com. Find new roads.
When you're shopping for a Chevy, pick Apple Chevrolet.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
CBS Tuesday, Michael Weatherly is Bull.
Dr. Bull.
Dr. Jason Bull is the best trial consultant in the business.
Dr. Bull profiles every juror.
We know what they're thinking from the beginning.
You can't control a trial like this.
You can't.
Guilty or innocent, the verdict you get depends on the jury he picks.
Can you help my son?
Absolutely. The new series, Bull.
It's not enough to tell the truth. You're supposed to be on my side.
I may be the only one who is. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back. CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters.
My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom. New drama CBS Saturday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
Go.
Aries, all those old issues you thought you were done with, get brought back into the open. Taurus, you don't have to settle for second best. Put in some extra time. Gemini, fine-tuning your romance may require a little bit of practice. Cancer, learn to put up some boundaries within your relationships. Leo, this week, reevaluate your social circle. Time to make some new friends. And Virgo, hard work this week will get noticed by your management. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here. CBS Thursday. The outdoors are so in.
Can you guess the number one zombie killing tool?
Remembering zombies don't exist?
Joel McHale stars in the new comedy, The Great Indoors.
Who could say no to that?
Where the only thing tougher than dealing with millennials...
You need us, because you're old at life.
I already regret this.
...is working with them.
I am not going to stay shackled to a desk with a bunch of kids who think North Face is a celebrity baby.
Get into The Great Indoors. CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. New York's first family of cops serves and protects.
Do good work. Come back safe.
For better or worse, we're the ones on the front lines.
I'm committed to my job 100%.
And with each other, they love and respect.
What always comes first?
Family.
That's what the Reagans do.
It's a great day for the criminal justice system.
Cheers to that.
Blue Bloods.